Hi everyone, my name's Chloe and I'm a geography student. I'm here today to share some experiences from an amazing road trip I took with my university friends last month. We travelled by car around the state of Colorado in America. As geography geeks, we specifically wanted a route that offered a spectacular topographical transition. And let me tell you, Colorado definitely delivers on that front. Before we arrived, I'd expected to see endless flat plains dominating the landscape, but instead, I was completely amazed by the constant shifts in the scenery. There's absolutely everything there, from a range of high mountains to deserts.
When we were initially organising the journey, my friends suggested using a GPS app on my phone to navigate. However, I actually relied on a traditional map to plot our coordinates, which felt much more authentic for a proper road trip, and it never ran out of battery.
Our first major stop was a historic settlement tucked away in the hills. It was fascinating to learn that the town had originally grown up around the gold mines that had been established there decades ago. I'd initially thought it was built as a hub for the railway, but a quick visit to the local museum set me straight. The whole place had a real 19th century vibe to it.
Naturally, I wanted to bring back a souvenir from such an atmospheric place. I searched everywhere in the local shops for some vintage posters to put on my bedroom wall, but in the end, I bought some postcards showing what the town would have looked like then. They were much easier to pack anyway.
Being on the road meant we ate at various places along the route. We had steak and potatoes a few times, and some fairly decent fried chicken. But the meal that really stuck in my mind was a massive plate of pancakes we ate at a roadside diner. They were absolutely out of this world, covered in maple syrup. The most spectacular part of the drive, and the main reason for our trip, was the changing geography. For some time we were looking at bleak grey mountains, but as we drove on, those gradually transformed into striking red rock. It was breathtaking, and we were certainly a long way from the green fields that we see on our journeys at home. Of course, we kept our eyes peeled for local wildlife as we drove through these dramatic landscapes. We saw plenty of wild rabbits all over the place, and herds of magnificent deer. We'd been assured that we'd see eagles too, although none appeared, sadly. I suppose they were hiding from the wind.
Speaking of the weather, as we were heading for the town of Aspen, the conditions took a turn for the worse. I thought it might just be a light shower, considering how clear the morning had been, but we'd heard on the radio that a storm was on its way. Driving through that heavy rain was definitely a nerve-wracking experience.
Once we finally reached Aspen and the weather cleared up, we wanted to get outdoors. Aspen is popular for all kinds of outdoor activities, such as skidding, but that wasn't for us, as we didn't have any kit. Instead, we decided we'd have a go at hiking, and the views along the trail were fantastic. It was the perfect way to stretch our legs after so much driving. On our final night, we were relaxing outside our hotel, enjoying the crisp mountain air. Suddenly, my friend pointed towards the trees in a panic. I thought maybe a large dog had wandered in from a neighbouring farm, but we suddenly spotted a bear heading straight for us before it headed for the rubbish bin. It certainly made for a memorable end to our Colorado adventure.